This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
What? It's Monday already?
Sucks, doesn't it?
Well, that's one way to put it. But yeah, kind of does. Why do the weekends go by so quickly?
I think if it had been a weekend where we weren't on the roller coaster of rain, which, speaking of which, folks, just be prepared. Keep your rain jacket or your umbrella, whatever, with you all week long. We are going to see sunshine. We're going to see it mixed with clouds, but we're going to see the up and down rain showers and thunderstorms, along with some what I would call real summer heat by midweek. We're going to see 90s.
Yeah, so it's going to get toasty quick. Isn't that how it goes, though? We have very
humidity.
Little spring in Indiana anymore.
Yeah, we don't.
It just is cold to hot. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we had a few days there where we could have our windows open and be like, oh, this is so nice. And I like to air out the house before it gets all allergy season-y, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had a couple of days where I could have the windows open and try and blow this dust and junk out. And
yeah,
here we are to air conditioner season now.
Yeah. Got to get that done, too. Blow the air conditioners out and, yeah, turn them on. I hate turning them on already, but I think we're going to have to.
Oh, I can't sleep at night if I don't have some air going.
Oh, we got the fans pulling the night air, and the night air has been really nice.
Yeah, nice, we had cool. The windows open a couple of nights, but those days are over too for me. It's AC time at my house. Thanks for joining us on Party Line. By the way, Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now. And 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And speaking of big deals, a couple of things you can get. Big Country Barbecue, $10 certificate for just $5. American Porkers is also a $10 certificate for just $5. And Hope Collective, $10 certificate for $5. And Angry Donkey in Michigan Town, a $20 certificate for just $14. So those are some of the things that you can look forward to with big deals here today. Also, of course, Party Line presented by Boone, Clinton, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierLandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Jerry's Body Shop, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann's Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Don't forget that coming up on Thursday, I hope the weather holds out Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I know the chance is a little lower on Thursday at this point.
At this point, with the heat, the humidity, we're going to see the pop-ups no matter what. I think the higher percentage right now, and I'm hoping it stays south of 70 right now, is all the rain that delayed the race last night. And Missouri is expected to come through here this morning and maybe even into the afternoon.
Yeah, it is going to get toasty this week. Wednesday, 89. Thursday, 91. Thursday, by the way, I'll be broadcasting live out and about with our friends. The city of Frankfort, of course, puts on music, and then they are partnering, or actually the Community Foundation is partnering with the city of Frankfort in this case for their big celebration for their 30th
years.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
So that's Thursday. I'll be broadcasting live out there, and we invite you to come and join us as well. As we talked about, if you missed the show on Friday, it's a downtown tune night, but if you missed the show on Friday, they are partnering with the city of Frankfort, and helping to bring that show. And then there are going to be all kinds of giveaways that night. And when I say giveaways, giveaways for you, somebody who would just show up, because the partners of Community Foundation will be there. Everybody will have a booth. Mm-hmm. But also they're giving away like $30,000 worth of scholarships and grants that evening. 30 grand.
Yeah, that will go to Clinton County.
Right, that all stays here in our county. Yeah. So for our organizations and for students seeking, whether it's college or technical degrees or folks that are even in college already.
Right.
So I like that, that students that are already in college have another chance to get some money. So that, anyway, exactly. That's Thursday night. So I'll be broadcasting live 6 o'clock until 8, and I hope you'll come and join us out there as a celebration. This is really a gift to the community because they're trying to thank everyone mm-hmm. for their continued support and donations. And as you have probably heard Friday, we are in another Lilly matching grant cycle.
She said usually does not do this.
That's
every
correct.
Year.
She said it's very unheard of that they do this back to back, but they offered it. And I wonder if it's because I don't want to, you know, knock on wood. I don't want to jinx this in any way.
Well, they're offering it statewide, but I think it's really cool that Lilly is. I mean, there's going to be a lot of controversy as far as how Lilly has that much funding to be able to do this kind of stuff. But you know what? We're getting it back one way or another. Look at it that way. If you're not a Lilly fan, I look at it as if you're not a Lilly fan, this is a way that they're giving back some of those funds that they've received through their business. I mean, it is a business. Mm-hmm. But they have that foundation set up. It's been set up since the Lilly company was founded. And it is an Indiana company. I don't know if a lot of people realize that or not, but it is an Indiana company.
Yeah.
So, and they give back. Always has.
Well, and this is a matching grant again. So, yes. And we're at the same point we were.
And they pay, and it's twice. So $1 mm-hmm. equals $3.
That's correct.
So, hey, let's get after it. We did it once. Let's do it again.
Well, and we have a start already. So that's even better.
Exactly. Come on, Clinton County. I mean, we are so on it that we are already, because we did so well the first time around here, this last time around, we did so well that we had an overflow, and Eli Lilly's going to let the overflow count. So, all right.
For us in Howard County, so.
Yeah.
Now, Carroll County, we're going to start working on you, too, and we'll try and get you guys up there with us as well.
You guys squeaked that one through, so let's not squeak it this time.
Some things happening in the community, by the way, today with our friends at Healthy Communities of Clinton County. WISE, Wellness Initiative for Senior Education, is every Monday in June, which means it is today. That is from 1 o'clock until 2 at the Event Center at Wesley Manor. The program celebrates healthy aging and educates older adults on a variety of topics, including safe medication use, the aging process, communicating effectively with healthcare providers, and strategies for a long, healthy lifestyle. So again, today is one of those days. Actually, it's the first one today.
Yes.
I was thinking that, but no, this is the first one, right?
No.
Yes, this is the first Monday in June.
No, it's not. June 1st.
You can't see the count. Okay. I thought there was another one, but there's a glare. Okay. Yeah, so this is the second one.
Yeah.
Okay. Second one, yes. Yeah. So they're doing that every Monday in June. So you can look forward to that. Also, our friends at the Thorntown Community Public Library are having a senior luncheon today. There's also a book discussion. That's from 1:30 until 2:30 in the meeting room. And from 6 to 7:30 tonight, library board meeting there. Tomorrow is a senior luncheon. And tomorrow, I like this one tomorrow. This is for kids, by the way. And this is at the Thorntown Library. Chemistry is a blast from 2 o'clock until 3. And so that's happening tomorrow.
And there's an age limit?
It says it's for children.
Oh, we can fake it. They do a lot of cool stuff. Thorntown Library, for no bigger than it is, does an amazing, they have a lot of programs. I mean, it's almost like having another extension of our own Clinton County library system, because they're that busy.
Well, speaking of our library system, the Mulberry mm-hmm. Library is doing a Take It and Make It. It's today through the 13th. You pick it up this week. Registration is required, and you have to do that at myfcpl.org/calendar. And this Take It and Make It is actually a Father's Day gift. I don't know if it's a card or a gift, but it's really cute.
Yeah.
And so it's a project you can do with the kids, but you just go pick up. It seems to me like you pick up all the pieces and then you make it at home.
You put it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty cute. This week's is the Dino for Dad. So it's really cute.
Yep.
Clinton and Carol Rabbit Ambassador Contest is happening Saturday. However, registration on 4-H Online is today. The Rabbit Ambassador Contest is dedicated to recognizing youth in Clinton and Carroll counties who excel in their general knowledge of rabbits, ability to identify breeds and varieties of rabbits, and ability to determine the quality of an animal through a comprehensive showmanship process. This all seems like we're getting ready for fair, doesn't it?
Pretty much. Yeah, and I have no clue. I mean, I can tell you what one's a lop ear and one's not, but that's pretty much it.
That's about all I can tell you, too.
Yeah. Might be able to tell you the difference between a meat rabbit and a pet rabbit, but that's about it.
I probably couldn't even do that.
Yeah, it would be close.
Yeah.
I know.
Did you ever show rabbits?
No.
No, I never showed rabbits either. No. Some bunnies are friendlier than others, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, pretty much. I've seen that side of it, but no, I've not shown rabbits. I just like to sit and watch them.
No, my friend raised rabbits when I was a kid, and I thought they were so cute. We would go out there and sit and play with the bunnies, and one day I went over there, and the bunnies were gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what happened to all the bunnies?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I learned? Don't ask if you don't want to know.
No. Again, I say I might be able to know what a meat rabbit looks like compared to a regular rabbit.
Oh, they were so cute until they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Women's Recovery Cafe, conversations by women for women. It happens today. This is hosted by Heather Wales. And if you are interested, this is at Trinity Hope Center. So you can check that out today, 5 o'clock until 6 this evening. Also, this evening, there is a Board of Public Works meeting at 5 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, the Common Council will be meeting. Those two things are also happening this evening. Tomorrow, Burlington has some things going on.
Yep.
Actually, it's a town council meeting tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock at the Burlington Town Hall. And I'm sure they're getting ready for their festival that happens later in the season and doing all their things. They have a great little park over there. The Burlington Park is a nice little park.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of stuff already over there.
At the park?
Yeah, doing just little things for the kids and stuff at the park. But then also they're going to be preparing. It's like a 4th of July event like we're having here. You know, Clinton County, everybody in Clinton County is getting together and having all kinds of stuff. But they're also doing the same thing in Carroll County.
Nice.
There's going to be some pretty cool stuff going on.
Sure.
Carroll Consolidated School Corporation is going to have their school board meeting tomorrow night, so at 6 p.m. That's going on in Carroll County.
Also tomorrow evening, no, tomorrow afternoon, this again is at Wesley Manor. Local book author Susan Rook, whose Kitty and the Magnificent World book, Pretty Kitty and the Magnificent World book, she will share her latest story about that and talk about it. That's at 1:30 Harmony Hall at the Event Center there. And you can go talk to Susan and hear about her book and her journey about writing the book. We had her on Party Line. She was a lot of fun. And it's just here. I think it's cool when people in our community do things that are unique like that.
Yeah.
So it was very cool hearing about the process. And have you ever thought about writing a book?
No.
Really?
No.
You're a pretty good writer. So I wondered if you ever thought about it.
I did when I was in school. I wrote one.
A book?
In elementary. Yeah. And it went to the elementary library, but I mean, it was honestly, it was a writing assignment.
What was the book about?
About dental health and rabbits.
We were just talking about bunnies.
Yeah. Well, bunnies is one of those things that I could draw really well when I was a kid. So that's the reason why bunnies were the main characters. But yeah.
Huh. No, I learned something new about you today.
It was a writing assignment. So for school. So. But then I also wrote a nice little piece about the fact that back then in the 70s, Band-Aids were not truly skin colored.
No.
Even though they tried to say they were.
They really were not.
It's like, no, this is not skin. So, yeah, I did a whole piece on that.
I did a speech in speech class one time about underwear. I brought in several brands of underwear in different sizes and models. I know what it was. You had to do a speech on your biggest pet peeve. Mm-hmm. And one of my biggest pet peeves is creeping underwear. I just want them to stay where they're supposed to stay. So I brought in all different types of underwear and did a speech on creeping underwear.
Yeah,
so
we had a bunch of journal entries, and that was one of my journal entries. And yeah, my English teacher really liked
that. Mel is grabbing the phone here. Our friends at the Paul Philippi Resource Center are going to a Lafayette Aviators game. If you would like to go, it's coming up on the 10th, but you do have to let them know and talk to them about that and let them know how you're going to get there and if you're taking the bus and all of that. But the Aviators game is coming up on Wednesday. So if you are interested in doing that, you better let them know kind of right away. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to go do that, that sounds like a fun thing to
do. It does sound like a fun thing.
Oh, now it's ringing again.
I must have lost her.
I guess. Also, the Michigan Road Library is having their dinosaur monoprints. That's June 10th, Wednesday, from 3 o'clock until 4. Yeah. Mulberry will be doing the same thing on Thursday, and then Rossville will be doing it on Tuesday the 16th as well. So there are some things coming up at the library, too. Okay, do we have a guest on the line?
Yeah, Kim's on the line with us right now. Okay. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I hope it stops rain. It doesn't rain today.
Honey, I don't think we're going to have a choice.
Yeah.
I think the good Lord has already set that in motion, maybe.
I think so. I got a couple of questions.
I don't know if I can answer them. After Carl got on me Friday, I don't know if I can answer them.
I like that. I like that. So.
She came in this morning, and the first thing she said was, do we have a guest for both half hours? Because if we don't, Carl's going to be all over me.
It's a good thing we love Carl.
Yes.
Trump wants to rewrite history on January 6th. Now, I know why Mike Pence was running. He was running for his life because they were wanting to hang him. And now, why was Todd Young and Jim Beard running? Did they say only one donut left in the cafeteria and they were all rushing to get it?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what they serve in the cafeteria there.
And why weren't they running towards them? Because if it's your constituents, why aren't you out there shaking hands and taking pictures and listening to the people?
I don't know. I don't agree with what happened on that day. So I can be a part of a party that I don't agree with every aspect of. And I think that's, you know, it's just like I said about Donald Trump. I don't like him as a person. If we were the last two people on Earth and the human population was only going to survive if he and I were together, the human population would die. Yes, there's just no chance that as an individual, I'm not a fan. I just lean towards what those general beliefs are. I don't want the government telling me how to spend my money, or I don't want them being involved in all aspects of my life. And I think it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves instead of the government taking care of us.
Yeah. Oh, and I have another question. When's the temporary sheriff going to be on?
I said honestly, something to Britt the other day, so we're working on that actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was on not too long ago as a prosecuting investigator,
right?
But at that point, you know, we couldn't talk about anything else because of temporary election and everything else going on. So, and let's keep in mind there's still that slim chance that somebody from the Democratic Party would go ahead and
throw their hat into the ring,
you know, for November. So it's still a temporary deal until we get through the general election. But I'm sure we'll get him on. He's a great guy, and I really enjoy. I've known him for years as a deputy, and when I was running on an ambulance service and all that stuff, we worked together some wrecks and that kind of stuff. So I've known him for a long time. So I'm sure we'll get him on.
Okay,
do you have a certain question that you're interested in wondering? I mean, do you have something in particular you're wondering about?
The last sheriff, he's got a trial this month. And what's he going to do? Is he just going to go someplace else and start the whole thing over? Because his wife, it said she could only pick up 3 pounds. Doesn't a gun weigh more than 3 pounds? I'm not a gun person, but...
Depends on what kind it is.
Oh.
Yes. I don't know what their plans are from here.
No,
I mean,
I'm sure they probably don't either. I mean, it's all going to have to. It all has to go through due process. So.
Yeah. And Well, any of the questions, I hope that a Democrat does run for sheriff, and then all you have to say is, do you want more of what you just got? And maybe this guy is up and up. And
I don't think one bad egg spoils the bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that there's any connection between what's happened with our previous sheriff as into who would be our next sheriff.
Yeah.
I just think that sometimes people make bad decisions, and it sounds like maybe some of those were some bad decisions along the way. But regardless of party, I don't think that, you know, that's what's determined for our next sheriff, for sure.
Okay.
I'm being very optimistic. And I'm like Mel, I've met Brendan and his wife, and they just seem like such nice people. So fingers crossed, right, for all of us?
Yeah,
I feel like our little community at this point deserves a little bit of a break.
A little kumbaya.
That's right. Let's just all hug.
Well, thank you, ladies.
Hey, thank you.
Have a nice day.
Always good to hear
bye.
From you. Yep, you too. Take care, Kim. Have
bye
a good
bye.
Day. In the meantime, Frankfurt block parties. The last one was so popular that the next one is coming up. Oh, you brought people with you. Oh, how exciting. Block parties with our Frankfurt Parks Department. I love these. The first one was last week at Green Street Park. They have another one coming up this Saturday. This is at 3rd Street Park at 720 South 3rd Street. And it was so popular. I was so glad to hear that people turned out for that. I mean, how fun just to have a little block party in your area. So, and the parks did a great job. So they're doing one each of the Saturdays in June. So this was coming up this coming Saturday, again, at 3rd Street Park from 6 o'clock until 8. So we're looking forward to that as well. Also, of course, it's that time of the year for Red Barn Summer Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And June 10th through the 14th. And then again, the 17th through the 21st. You can see the German Tropics. It's a small bed and breakfast located on a 4-acre island just off the mainland. Timing couldn't be worse as a tropical storm is set to hit the island on the busiest weekend of the year. Containing all the classic elements of farce, the action moves at a rapid pace and things only get more complicated as a murderous escaped convict finds the way onto the island just before the storm hits. So that's what you can look forward to with the first.
Mm-hmm.
Dun dun dun. So I'm leaving the. That's right. I'm leaving the. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. You can get on bigdeals.com. I don't know if there's any tickets left. We did have season passes for a discount, but I don't know if there's any left.
I asked her the other day, and I do think there was a couple left. So you might check with Liz. If not,
yeah.
You can check out the box office at Red Barn.
Right.
You can give them a call 659-1657 or email boxofficeredbarn@gmail.com. boxofficeredbarn@gmail.com for tickets. Also coming up this week, it's a Main Street Mixer at Frasita's Ice Cream. That's coming up on Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30 with light appetizers provided with our friends at Main Street. So you can look forward to that. Don't forget Tune Night on Thursday. We've talked about that. Summer Extravaganza is happening at the Frankfurt Community Public Library. That's coming up on Friday from 5 o'clock until 6 outside the library. It is free, by the way. Games, crafts, food trucks, and more. So that's Friday from 5 until 6. Also, the genealogy workshop is coming up Friday from 5 to 9. You do have to register for that one.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that at myfcpl.org/calendar. And that's for the genealogy workshop. It's a free event, though. Normal printing fees do apply, but the event is free. Try and say free and fees in the same sentence a few times, and that messes with my pea-sized brain. And then the 20th annual Wildcat Creek Antique Tractor and Engine Show is coming up this weekend, the 12th through the 14th at the Howard County Fairgrounds. Free admission. This is sponsored by the Greentown Lions Club and the Wildcat Creek Antique Tractor and Engine Club, featuring Alice Chalmers. All brands and all equipment, however, are welcome. So there's a poker run Friday, tractor drive Friday and Saturday, tractor games on Saturday, raffles, flea markets, vendor booths. Food is also available, and on-site camping. You can get a $30 hookup for overnight as well. So mm-hmm. I guess that's going to be, if they're having camping, I always think that's kind of maybe a bigger deal.
It is. It's pretty mm-hmm. good size.
Okay, now, this is my era here. Music Bingo 80s Edition.
Me too.
All ages. This is coming up Saturday, June 13th, 2 o'clock at the lower level classroom at the Frankfurt Community Public Library. No registration required.
Hmm.
So
is it kind of like Name That Tune, since it's music bingo?
Maybe it is.
It is similar. There we go. I've played this at Burlington before. In fact, I'm no longer allowed to play. Well, job has a tendency to give you a little bit of an advantage.
Gives you an advantage.
So when you're sitting there and you're eating food and people are looking at you like, is this right? It's like, you know. So, but yeah, it is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Frankfurt Outdoor Food Market or Frankfurt Market is happening this weekend. 9 o'clock until 1. Shop local. Get all your little things at the market. And don't forget the Abby and Libby Memorial Ride is coming up Saturday. Registration is at 9 o'clock. Kickstands up at 11. $25 for a single rider, $30 for a double rider. This is beginning and ending from Abby and Libby Memorial Park there in Delphi. It's a super easy location to get to, I'm telling you. And it is a great park. So hopefully the weather will hold out for their ride because they have a great little park over there.
Did you already do that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry. Summer Concert Series, Saturday night. Matt Jordan and Cookin' Bell. Shows begin at 6:30. Free admission. The beer garden will be open, and there will be local food vendors as well. I'll be broadcasting live just before the show from 4 o'clock until 6, so stop by and see me if you'd like to snag some tickets. I will have some kind of ticket in tow, Indiana Beach or Holiday World or something.
I figured you'd cover this when you were talking about Abby and Libby.
I don't know why I didn't.
I know.
Well, different day.
Yeah.
That was on. So I'm going in order, I guess. So Sunday they're having. You can go ahead.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Sunday at Abby and Libby Memorial Park is the first of their Summer Sundown Concert Series. It's Peter and Co. 7 to 8:30. It's free. They do have clean restrooms, snacks. Those will be available. And again, that's at Abby and Libby Memorial Park. So a lot going on. Oh, goodness.
That's right.
We're good. Anita is in the house. Do we want to take an early break since she has guests with us?
Yeah, we can and then take maybe an early we can... break. And I really quickly, I just want to give a... Kyle wants to call in.
Okay. What's Kyle want to talk? Okay, Kyle.
Tell me about the game.
Well, why isn't he calling?
Okay. Hey, Kyle, I know you're listening. So go ahead and call. So
we need to give a shout out.
So I don't have to text you, okay?
We do need to give a shout out to the Rossville boys baseball team.
Yeah.
Regional champions.
Oh, wow. Great.
So we are continuing on with
Semi-state.
Yeah, semi-state.
Yeah, baseball semi-state.
So regionals, was it just one game as well?
One and done.
And what about semi-state?
I would assume I have to look at it, but I'm going to say it's probably one and done. But I'll know more today when I get all that information. Also, big shout out to Dayson for staying in the wee hours of the morning, because the race down in St. Louis got it didn't get postponed. It got delayed over and over again because of rain and even a red flag delay. And when I said, okay, I'm sorry, I can't stay up with you, I'm going to bed, they were just talking about getting started again. They were actually getting drivers back to their cars. And that was about 11:30 last night.
Gosh. So. So it went to the wee hours
of
the morning.
Yeah, it did. So anyway, shout out to her. And it's also my daughter's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Carrie.
Yeah.
Wow, good for her. 29 again.
She wishes. Yeah. So do I.
Yeah, that would make us all younger, right? Anyway, Anita Stewart is in the house with us today from United Way. And we're going to get to her in a little bit. She's brought some guests with her, but I do believe that I'm guessing that's Kyle on the line.
Yep.
Okay, Kyle is on the line with us here in the meantime. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. How are you all doing today?
We're doing good. Give us the deets from the game.
Deets from the game. Right now, you've got the matchup set between the Rossville Hornets and the Calx Mustangs, which is going to be this Saturday at Loeb Stadium. It's going to be the second game in the morning/afternoon session. And you've got a top five matchup between Rossville and the number one team in 1A, the Calx Mustangs, who have only lost one game this entire season. So you've got a heck of a matchup between two really talented ball clubs.
So is this going to be a one and done, or how's this the semi-state going to work?
Well, whoever wins in the early game, they move to the evening game, and that'll determine who's going to go to Victory Field for the state championship. So two games in one day, and hopefully Sam and myself, hopefully we do two games that day.
That'll be pretty exciting.
It's going to be a good one because you've got several Indiana All-Stars with Eli Barnes and a future, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now, a future major leaguer in one of the players for the Cal's Mustangs. So it's going to be a really good matchup.
Wow, you're making a big prediction on that one.
Right now, the kid I'm talking about for the Couch Mustangs, he is ranked sixth in his class in Indiana. He's a sophomore, and in the nation, when it comes to this class of 2028, he is 160. So a major league contract, definitely playing in the minor leagues, is definitely in his future.
Wow.
As well.
Okay.
And he's a sophomore right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, so Loeb Stadium Saturday. Any guess on the time for that game?
Yeah, I haven't gotten any paperwork yet, Kyle, so you already have more you've got more information than what I have yet.
As of right now, they've got the game scheduled for 2 o'clock, but if there's any type of changes, stay tuned to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and we'll keep you updated. And the Rossville community is having a community celebration for the baseball team as of right now, set to begin at 6 o'clock on Friday night.
Friday, 6 p.m. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where's that taking place?
That's going to be in the high school gym. And if we got any changes, stay tuned to social media and stay tuned to Clinton County Daily News for that as well.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. We appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem.
All right. It was a good game. I enjoyed listening to you guys the other day. So thank you both. We appreciate you.
Hey, I'll make sure to keep paying you the money to keep saying that. I really appreciate it.
I'm going to have to up my fees if that's the case. All right. Thanks, Kyle. Have a great day.
Hey, you have a good morning, and God bless you all.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Take care. All right. So Saturday, Rossville, Loeb Stadium, second game. He's saying about 2 o'clock. We'll know more as we get closer, and Mel will have the details as well. So in a community, I'm going to call it a pep rally.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned pep rally.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up Friday evening, 6 p.m. at the high school gym there in Rossville. So we are at the halfway point. Anita Stewart and guests are in-house here, so we will take a quick break. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.